This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the second situation that Ibn Qayyim talks about when wanting to obtain an upright heart, he says here, الْأَمْرُ الثَّانِ الَّذِي يَسْتَقِيمُ بِهِ قَلْبِ. He said the second situation or affair that the heart becomes upright with is تَعْظِيم الْأَمْرُ وَالنَّهِي وَهُوَ نَاشِئٌ عَنْ تَعْظِيم الْأَمْرِ النَّهِي. He says it is glorifying the orders and prohibitions, and that does not happen except with glorification of the one who orders and prohibits. He says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى ذَمَّ مَا لَا يُعَظِّمُهُ وَلَا يُعَظِّمُ أَمْرَهُ وَنَهِيهُ. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises or belittles those that do not glorify him nor glorify his orders or prohibitions. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Allah says in the chapter of Noah, when Noah was speaking to the people, verse 13, what is with you that you do not amiss glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do you do not hope for him from him in a glorious fashion, meaning to have mindfulness and fear of him? Because the verses that were mentioned above, Nuh was speaking to the people when he was talking about the glorification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. Going on and talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the creation, manifestation of the creation, how he's in control of everything. He says here, قَالُوا فِي تَفْسِيرِهَا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَخَافُونَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى عَظَمَةً. He says, what is with you that you do not fear him in a glorifying fashion? Because when Noah was calling the people to Islam, he was mentioning the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of his creation. And when he was mentioning this, he was saying, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا وَجَعَلَ الْقَمْرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. Even before that, he's saying, وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ أَمْوَالٍ, and he is the one that gives you money and children, and he makes جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا, and he gives you gardens and rivers. So when looking at all of this, human beings cannot do this. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should glorify and have fear of him. Because if his greatness is able to form this, imagine what else he can do. Subhanahu. And then Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to say, وَمَا أَحْسَنَ مَنْ قَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي تَعْظِيمِ الْأَمْرِ النَّهِي. He said, and what is the greatness and what is better than what Shaykh al-Islam says in regards to glorification of the orders and prohibitions? He makes a very comprehensive statement, which Ibn al-Qayyim further breaks down. He says, هُوَ أَلَّا يُعَرَضَ بِتَرْخِيصٍ جَافٍ وَلَا يُعَرَضَ لِتَشْدِيدٍ غَالٍ وَلَا يَحْمِلَ عَلَى عِلَّةٍ تُوهِنُ الْإِنْقِيَادَ. He says here, it is not to basically be negligent and lackadaisical. Tarkhis and jaf. Tarkhis literally comes from the verb rakhas, yurakhisu, is to give a form of concession or to a form of exception due to a particular situation and a concession to make things easy. So for example, shortening the prayers when traveling is a concession from regular 4 rak'at to 2 rak'at units of prayer, as we see in Dhuhr or Asr or Isha. And jaf is dry. So basically what you are doing is you are approaching the deen in a minimalist fashion. You are approaching the deen, and what's the least I have to do? Because it may be stressful for me, or inside I may not want to do that much. Tarkhis and jaf. Then he says, وَلَا يُعَرَّضَ لِتَشْدِيدٍ غَالٍ. And it is not someone that is basically transgressing and going over the bounds, doing too much, and ordering people to do more than what is obligatory, even recommended upon them. And that is what we call tashdeed, to be radical in your approach. And then he says, وَلَا يَحْمِلَ عَلَى عِلَّةٍ تُهِنُ الْإِنْقِيَادِ, and to not hold the religion based on some type of characteristic of the ruling that will lessen or weaken the allegiance and practice. And he goes on, he'll speak about it inshallah here. He says, rahimahullah, وَمَعْنَا كَلَامِهِ, and the meaning of his statement, أَنَّ أَوَّلَ مَرَاتِبَ تَعْظِيمَ الْحَقِّ تعظيم أمره والنهي وذلك لأن المؤمن يعرف ربه عز وجل برسالته التي أرسل بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى كافة الناس. He basically says here that the first level for glorifying al-haq, the truth, which is Allah, is to glorify his orders and prohibitions. And that is because the believer knows that his Lord, he knows his Lord by the message that was given to the messenger to all of mankind. That's how he knows Allah, by the message. He knows Allah by the message. The risala. Risala literally means letter or message that was given to the Prophet ﷺ. And which results in, or the result of that message is to follow the orders and prohibitions. And verily, this can only happen, can only be with following following the orders, and the glorifying of the prohibitions, and by avoiding them, avoiding the prohibitions. فَيَكُونُ تَعْظِيمُ الْمُؤْمِنِ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَهِيهِ دَالًا